have to know how to do many jobs. And it's irresponsible for helping take care of your family. I remember one night, which might be interesting, the folks went down to prayer meeting or something, left me with my two younger sisters to take care of, and I had the ironing to do, and I had the old flat iron where you heat it on the stove, and I accidentally tipped the chimney over into the clothes basket, and I had quite a little excitement getting that fixed up. And I remember one other night when I had the children there, a tramp came to the door, and kind of fighting us a little bit, so we used to, all three of us, get together in bed to bolster each other. So I was 9 years older than one girl and 7 years older than the other, so there really wasn't that lot of difference in our ages. But you do learn responsibility, and you do learn to do things.
How come your family decided to move?
Dad had started to rent the property out as the surface renting. Oil companies wanted to rent property. And so he was had enough income coming in that he didn't farm or have the dairy anymore. And so we moved down into the city.
Do you remember when oil was discovered?
Yes, very plain. It lit the whole place up. The oil used to run down the street down Cherry Avenue at 6 to 8 feet wide. And every time the oil well came in, it would always catch on fire because they didn't know how to bring them in without. And the oil would run rampant down the road until they got to capped over, and it was the one night that I think it was probably one of the first wells that came in. My mother had a prize turkey that she was planning to sell, and it was stolen that night. It's just like daylight when those fires would go on those wells. I climbed up to the top of one, the derrick one time. Of course, my folks didn't know it, but I did.
Did you go out and watch them drill wells and things like that? Or?
Not particularly, because you have a lot of chores that you have to keep. Especially if you have a dairy, you have an awful lot of work. You have the bottles to clean every day. You've got the separating to do. And my older sister usually worked with a separator and helped do the bottles. And there was nothing prefab then. Everything had to be sold, everything had to be cooked, everything had to be fixed. And so it took much longer to do anything than it does now. So
your family moved. What kind of people wanted to rent your dad's land? Do you remember?
All type people, repair, because that was the coming thing then, was for the oil people to be in there. But we had, throughout the years, we had different things, but mostly related to oil work. We had a plater on there at one time on Cherry Avenue. Then they went out of business, and Midway took it over, that land, along with the corner. And Colson's Restaurant was on our place. And then when the city came in and required a lot of changes, Mr. Colson was an older man, and he didn't want to confide with all that, so he went out of business. And so I'm fairly sure that Midway took that over too, and that property, and because they had a pretty good chunk there on the corner. We had we've got a pest control. We've got a restaurant, the John Sugar's on it now. We have an appliance refinishing place on it now, and a plastic, C. Bailey's plastic. I think everything else, there was a Chariota wrecking on it before the city took over the property over there on Cherry. And I had a truck company on there that carried, had the carriers to carry cars on it. But other than that, all the rest of the businesses had been oil related.
So you moved to a place where you went to junior high school?
Donald Road.
And did you have more time to devote to school and have less, fewer chores?
Oh, yes. It was an entirely different life. Completely different life than living out on the hill.
You became a city girl?
Yeah. We lived there possibly a year, maybe 6 months. About a month out of the building the house around 20th where we moved. I only lived there 4 years, and then I married, and I've lived out in Long Beach ever since.
What, your dad just managed the property? And
yeah, that was it.
What happened to the cow?
Well, I imagine he sold the dairy. A lot of this was happened that I didn't have anything to do with.
The surface value of the ground was sufficient that he sold the dairy and everything was taken someplace else then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was taken away from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he quit farming after he moved, of course, because he was in the city then. And he liked to fish and do things like that. And, but he never really did any business after that, other than managing his own property.
How did you meet Mr. Robinette?
A blind date. Yes, through church people introduced me, and I it's quite interesting. He had been in my father's Sunday school class when he was a boy. But I didn't know him at that time. And my husband and I had 57 and a half years marriage before he died.
Did you keep going to the Bethany Baptist Church even after you moved?
Yes, for quite some time.
And that's where you met your husband? No,
I met him on a brownie date. But,
that's when he had been in your dad's.
Years before, yes. He didn't go there then. But I went down to Bethany Baptist Church until my oldest boy was about a couple years old, I guess. And then I started to go to the Community Presbyterian Church because there was no streets to cross and he could go around and go to activities without. And I lived over here on Poinsettia for 7 years and I've lived here ever since. And my oldest boy was 6 weeks old at the time of the 1933 earthquake, so we had a little experience there.
Well, tell me about the earthquake.
Well, we had, my husband, we had one car, and he worked for the sanitary plumbing company downtown, and if I wanted the car, I had to go down early with him in the morning, because he was going to work at 8, and but this day he picked me up where I had the car, and I did some shopping. He took care of the baby, and it was just sultry hot. It was such a stinky hot day. And we came home, and I was getting supper, and all of a sudden the fire went up about 12 inches, and everything started coming out of the cupboards. And I went in the front room. My husband was sitting in the front room holding the baby, and we were both trying to unlock the front door and get out. Got out on the porch, and here I was with a fork in my hand, so I actually scared them. And we thought that it was an explosion, and yet then we could see the ground, move. It fell, of course. And so then we put the radio on, and then it said that there was going to be a tidal wave. So I took the water that I had boiled in the baby's formula and some blankets and some oranges and we packed the car ready to go in case that we had to leave. But we didn't really feel like the tidal wave would come to North Long Beach because it would have to climb the hill before it came. But yet, we thought we'd better be prepared in case. So my neighbors next door to me had a sedan car, and we had a roadster. And it was foggy. Oh, it was foggy that night. You could hardly stand it. It was so foggy. And they said, you take the baby and get in the sedan car. So they took it and put it around behind the houses in the alley, like, and which we really didn't have even a cemented alley. It was just dirt. And every time one of those stakes would come, the car would go, almost turn over, and then it would straighten back up. And so when they had a barbecue in their place, so we cooked on the barbecue. And a neighbor down the street had a well, so we got water from the well. And of course, we had no light, water, or gas in our houses. So so I had a great big clothes basket, and I made a bed for the baby in that. And I set the baby out by the barbecue, and we kept the barbecue going for the heat. And I sitting there with my head down on the end of the basket, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and my husband's uncle had come over from Gardena. He says, I have your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law out in the car, and they won't go unless you will go with them with the baby over to the house. So I went over and stayed over there until I got my lights, water, and gas back on over in Gardena with the baby. And my husband was a plumber, and he worked. He and his father were plumbers, and they worked until they couldn't stand up any longer, and then they'd lop down across the bed and sleep a few hours and then go back. And of course, we never knew if any of these buildings were going to fall down on them or what was going to happen, but they were trying to get things back to normal to work. So it was quite an experience. Never will forget it. This house went through the earthquake also. But I think the old houses were built to stand these sort of things, where the new ones are not as stable.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your husband's background.
He was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and he came here when he was 6 months old to Pasadena. His father, then they moved to Long Beach, and his father, but his mother's folks had the Chonda Court. It's still over here on from Alameda. Well, that's where the Chonda family lived, which was his mother's family.
Oh, yeah,
uh-huh. And the grandma and grandpa had one place, and the different ones that the family had there. And that's where he was raised. And he and his brother used to go down to the beach all the time and go swimming. And they would help the, when the circus would come to town, they'd go over and water the animals to get passes to go in. And he went to, I'm trying to think of who, the famous cowboy was here. I don't know, I can't think of it right now. Anyway, he's a famous, but still here in Long Beach, and he went to the show there for it. And his father started the Sanitary Plumbing Company, and it's the oldest plumbing shop in Long Beach. It's 75 or more years old now. So when his father died, then we bought the company from the mother, and then we had the company until my husband took ill and wasn't able to run it. And my oldest boy runs it now, and then my grandson, works for him. So it's a four-generation plumbing shop. And so it's a good history for Long Beach.
And they just did all kinds of general plumbing?
Oh, yes. My husband used to have four or five trucks and run for him, and he did new work and repair work and putty wagons and all kinds of things.
What?
Putty wagon, that's repair wagon. And Clyde only has one, just his son that works for him now. So I had 4 children. I have 15 grandchildren. I have 7 great-grandchildren. Quite a few.
How did you decide to come to and live in North Ogden when you got married?
Well, my husband and I were husband-to-be. We looked around in different places, and we liked the house over on Poinsettia. It was far enough from his folks and my folks that we could have a life of our own, and we could afford it. And my husband was very financially secure because he wouldn't buy. We paid every cash for everything that we did. The only thing we ever bought on time was the house. And before we were married, we bought the house about 6 months. We put a down payment on it before we were married. And then we picked our furniture out, and we made payments on the furniture, and the furniture was paid for by the time we were married. So of course, we were married in 29 in the Depression. And so we were fortunate because we didn't have a lot of bills to pay like people did, because we were owed nobody anything, real lot, except the house. And the man that we bought the house from, he said if we wanted to pay the second off, he made us a proposition. So my husband carved a little bookends that had a hollow end in them. And every time we could save $5, $10, or $20 or something, we'd put it in there. And when we'd raised up the amount that he said to pay the second off, we took it down to him, and he said, "Oh, Clinton Dalma," he says, "I meant for you to pay then." And he says, but he did accept it. So we got our second paid off. And have always had the motto, if we can't afford it, we don't buy it. And I know before he died, he was very concerned that there was enough to take care of me. And very good father, and he thought so much of his family. That was the main thing.
Yeah, what was North Ogden like when you moved out here?
Virginia City, there was mostly open fields. You'd go for 30 miles or a mile between sections of houses. California Heights and Bixby Knolls were about as far out as houses were, other than a section here and there. I know my parents were very disgusted with me to move out here, and so did his parents, thought we were nuts. But and then when I found, this house has a little history. I came to a meeting here, the church, the ladies' aid of the church, we met in the homes, we didn't, so I came here to a meeting, and I said to the lady, her name was Velma also, and I said, "Oh, Velma, I just love your house." And so when I left, I said, "If you ever decide to sell, tell me, you know, you'll just make a crack." Week later, she called me and she said, "We're putting the house up for sale. Were you sincere about saying that you were interested in the house?" Well, my husband wouldn't even come over and look at it. He said, "What's the matter with the house we've got?" We had a brand new house when we were married that we were buying. And so finally he did. And it was very odd because all of this was all open fields, that house and this house, while it was being built. When we'd go down Harding, we'd watch it being built. We'd say, "Well, today they're putting the roof on. Today they're putting up the wall. Today they put tops up here." And as it was being built, we watched it, never dreaming we'd ever live in it at all. And they wanted their money out of it that they were investing in an oil well. And so went down and we asked my folks if they would loan us the money to make the payment on it. Well, my dad and mother took me all over town, showing me all kinds of houses all over Long Beach, because they didn't want me to stay out here in North Ogden. I didn't like anything. It wasn't a house. This was the only house I wanted, so we ended up and bought it. Been very happy we've been here, yes. It's been a very good move for us.
Yeah. Were there many houses on 47 when you moved over there?
It was a small section of houses, you know, two or three streets over there, like tracks do come in. But Grant School was already there behind the next block over. And there was a realtor here on Orange Avenue. There was a grocery on the corner there. Because we didn't have a telephone, and during the Depression, my husband couldn't afford to drive down to work unless it was work for him. And so the butcher there at the little grocery, he owned the grocery, he'd walk over and he'd say, "Velma, there's a job for you. You want to go down to work today?" So then Cliff would drive down to work. Other than that, we couldn't afford the gasoline for him to go down. But people were very nice. My oldest boy was just ready to start school when we moved here, and the realtor he'd stop there at the realtor's, and he would cross him across Orange so that I had a baby, a little baby then, and so he got home safe. So we had a wonderful family out here, neighbors and friends. And
the Presbyterian Church was there?
It still is, yes. Yes, we had a bungalow. We didn't have the church we had now, of course, but we had a school bungalow that they were buying. And we bought our house from that had that tract in there that owned the land, he told the church, he said, if you'll buy one lot, I'll give you one lot. He was a Catholic man, and he was a very nice, community-minded man. And so we did. As a matter of fact, I helped make payments on the first lot down there for the church. And so it's a bit of history, too.
And so you went to the market on, what, Harding and Orange?
The grocery was right down here, 63rd and Orange.
And where did you shop for other things?
Well, different stores that come in different areas there used to be a big one down there at Wardlow and Cerritos that I used to trade at, and there was a little grocery store right here on Orange after that one closed up, and during the war, they used to save bread for me. Put it under the counter so that I could come in and get bread. And with four children to feed, it took a little doing sometimes to get. And there used to be a big market over here at Atlantic and Harding, different up here at Cerritos and Artesia, but there's been here and there, off and on, markets around where you could go and trade. Safeway, you could trade it Safeway years ago down in California Heights. But,
Yeah, I'm just really interested in how
North Long Beach has changed. Yes. Of course, when we moved here, this was a dead-end street. And all of that land from the end, the next house was a dead-end street. And that was one thing we liked about it because it was good for the children to play and safer. And then when they raised all kinds of products in there, corn, beans, cauliflower, all kinds of stables in that 40 acres or whatever it was in there. Then when they, of course, opened it up for houses, then, of course, everything was opened up.
Yes,
yeah,
was Houghton Park
established? Yes, Houghton Park.
But Jordan wasn't started until the middle of
the day. Later, yes. My children went the oldest boy started at Grant, and then about the second or third grade, I put him in progress school. And then when the other children came along, I started them all in progress school. And then...
Did you have to take them every day?
Well, they'd either ride the bus or they'd go down with their father, because he worked downtown. Mm-hmm. And when they, the youngest one went to Hamilton Junior High 1 year, and then the others went their last 2 years in junior high school. Up to that point, they all went downtown to school.
Which reminds me, there's something I should have asked. When was the sanitary plumbing?
To begin with, it was on American Avenue or Long Beach Boulevard, but most of the time it's been at the same place it is now, 1161 Pine Avenue. It's still in business there at the same place.
Maybe you could look at some photographs.
Well, I've got some pictures here. I got a few of them out. Do you ever make flowers with fork?
No.
That's what I was sitting there doing when you came.
Yeah. Oh, these are neat.
I make 175 savers every month for the meals and pills and for this little rest home over here on Atlantic. And so I'm right now making May Day savers.
You have to keep ahead, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. I got Easter all taken care of last week. So, but that's my sister. This is our place down on 20th Street. This was a house there at the corner of Spring and Church.
Yeah.
That's the one that's over on Montero now.
Okay.
I don't know what that house is, to tell you the truth. I don't remember it. And that's high school, probably high school. This is the picture that's in the, down there. They took it off in this picture.
And it has cows?
Yes, this is some of these of the dairy, and this is a horse, parents. And there's a haystack, and this is some of the turkeys.
Yes. Oh, that was one thing I was supposed to find out is the name of the horse.
Prince.
Okay.
And this was a signal for that one.
Wow.
Quite a few there. Eggs on it.
Yeah, there's a
it
big...
It shows the road up.
Yeah, there's a big change between this and that.
Yeah. Of course, there's a few miles, too. Oh, yes, much. And there's the barn.
Yeah.
With the horse and the haystack.
You said the barn was already there.
Yeah. No, not that one.
Okay.
No, different one. And this is my two sisters and I on the horse.
Yeah.
There we go. And this is the house that was at the end of Peck Street.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was our car.
Yeah.
And that's my two sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me and that's my one sister.
Uh-huh.
And this is my oldest sister and this is me and this is my two younger sisters.
Yeah. And you have
a dog? Yes, that was Dan. This was down, this is on the other end of the property, down by the first house. This is where we separated the milk and washed the bottles and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And, this is the that house down there, and there's the berry the barn.
Uh-huh.
I used to climb up in there.
Yeah.
And this is me when I was baby.
Wow.
And this is the horse and I and the dog, and me with my two sisters. And this is one of the oil wells.
Yeah.
And this is showing, I think that's the old Wise building, if I remember right, but I could be wrong.
Because
it was a tall building. That's a farm with merchants on
it.
Anyway, this is one of the, out there on the property. This is one of the houses on our property.
Yeah. Who is S.W. Wood?
I don't really know. I think they were, it said something about Tool Company.
Yeah.
And then this is Colson's restaurant. This is the other picture that's right next to the one of mine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, but this is out there on the hill.